Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. People are devastated when they're told they have pancreatic cancer. That's because it's usually diagnosed in the later stages when cancer has spread and survival rates plummet.
Even early detection puts the 5-year survival rate at just 40%. It's the third leading cancer death behind lung and colon.
Surgery, radiation, and chemo are all used to treat pancreatic cancer, as well as immunotherapy. Now researchers are hopeful about a new treatment that targets KRAS, an oncogene.
When cells divide out of control, mutant oncogenes could be the cause. For pancreatic cancer, nearly all these tumors have a mutated KRAS gene.
One mutation being studied is the KRAS G12C, which changes certain amino acids in the KRAS protein. New clinical trials are using drugs that can turn off the mutated versions of the KRAS protein.
In studies with early-stage patients, more than a quarter saw a partial reduction in their tumors, while some responded even better. Their tumors stopped growing for 9 months before restarting again. Scientists think they can build on this success.
Another treatment being studied for pancreatic cancer is personalized vaccines, which use the patient's tumor cells to develop custom immune responses. Clinical trials have begun, and people are hopeful since the same approach has shown promise in other cancers.
Investment in biomedical science will take us toward a future where one day pancreatic cancer is no longer a death sentence.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.